This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Audible. To find out about their newest plan, Audible Plus, keep listening to this program. Coming up on episode number 1351, wow, crazy, right? We are going to be doing an Alice in Chains cover story. I'm really surprised I haven't done an Alice in Chains cover story before, but sure enough, no, this is brand new. Formed by Jerry Cantrell, who is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Jerry Cantrell, who is turned 55 today. So, of course, covers of Alice in Chains. We'll follow things up with another Alice, Alice in Wonderland, and songs that are related, inspired by, and may have just a word in common with Alice in Wonderland. All of this and more coming up right now on Coverville. From Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, March 18th, 2021. I'm Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another episode of the show. Today, a cover story and a half, let's say, celebrating the birthday of Jerry Cantrell, who was born on this date in 1966. He's the founder of Alice in Chains, also the lead guitarist, co-lead vocalist, and main songwriter of Alice in Chains. He is the guy behind Alice in Chains, although, you know, Layne Staley, the late, great Layne Staley, you think about his vocals, especially his harmonized vocals with Jerry Cantrell, and it's hard not to put him at the top of that list for Alice in Chains as well. Incredible band, and sadly, nothing new from these guys, obviously, since their reunion. I take that back. No, we did get some albums in the actually as late as 2018, so 3 years ago. All right, good. Well, I'm bummed that I missed it, that I haven't heard the new stuff yet. Apparently, I need to go check those out. We're going to be focusing, of course, on their earlier albums and covers of songs from their earlier albums, including this one, which, if I remember correctly, was the first track on the Jar of Flies? I should know this. I believe it's... hold on a second. Is it the first track on Jar of Flies? No, it's not. Okay. Well, it's on there, though. Let's just get to it. Here's Mike Massey with a cover of Alice in Chains' No Excuses from the album Covers Volume 2 from 2016. Here's Mike Massey.
Hands are bruised from brain. all day. Drained and blue, I bleed for you. You think it's funny, well, you're drowning in it too. Every day is something hits me all so cold.
Stop the rooster. Oh yeah. tall machine gun man. They spit on me and my homeland. Oh, they sent me pictures of my boy. Got my pills against mosquito death. My buddy's breathing his dying breath. Oh God, please won't you help me make it through? Here they come to stop the rooster. Oh yeah.
Die Young by Stone Sour. That one from the album, or the EP, Meanwhile in Burbank, came out in 2015. Before that, LA Guns from the album Covered in Guns, an album that they covered a bunch of different artists. 2009, they released that. Check My Brain by Alice in Chains was the song they covered on there. Ryan Adams doing Down in a Hole. That one from Follow the Lights, which came out in 2007. Rooster from Triggers and Slips. That was from their album The Stranger, which came out in 2019. And Mike Massey, I think it's how you pronounce it. There's an accent over the E, Mike Massey, with a cover of No Excuses featuring Bryce Bloom and Corey Montgomery. That one released in 2016. We've got more covers of Alice in Chains coming up in just a moment, but before that, I want to tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor is Audible. Now, look, you're already familiar with Audible, right? It'd be hard not to be. They're synonymous with audiobooks, whether bestsellers, new releases, biographies, self-help and motivation, business, and, of course, all that amazing fiction. When you think audiobooks, you naturally think Audible. Well, I'd like to introduce you to Audible Plus. It's their newest plan, and it gives you everything that you know and love about Audible, which is access to thousands and thousands of great audiobooks, plus a whole lot more content. You'll get original entertainment and series, exclusive podcasts, and so much more. Here's the thing I've been listening to, which I absolutely love, a brand new series from Neil Gaiman called The Neil Gaiman at the End of the Universe. It actually just came out this week and is a series of 30-minute episodes starring Neil Gaiman, who plays Neil Gaiman. Yeah, Neil Gaiman wakes up on a spaceship, kind of aware a little bit, but doesn't remember how he got there. He knows his name. That's about it. And his computer is played by Jewel State, who is Kaylee from Firefly. This is brand new, like I said, just came out this week. And it was produced by the guy who did, if it sounds very Douglas Adamsy, there's a reason for that. Arvind Ethan David is the producer, and he's a writer, producer, film, television, theater, comics, and now this. Back in high school, he adapted Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency as a school play and has just been, you know, continuing to build that and go from there ever since. He wrote the comic series for 3 years, then did the Netflix BBC America TV show. So Arvind Ethan David is no stranger to creating compelling content. Of course, Neil Gaiman, we all know Neil Gaiman, so this is... it's a natural fit between the three of them, especially with Jewel State as well. That is one of the brand new things you can get as part of your Audible Plus subscription. So much stuff, including podcasts, original programming, series, biographies. There's that great Words and Music series that I told you about a couple months ago, interviewing famous musicians about their work and... and then the history of comedy I told you about last time with Jordan Peele. There's so much great new content on Audible Plus. That's not just the audiobooks that you have come to expect. Don't worry, you still get those as part of your subscription. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to try it out. I want you to go to audible.com/coverville. That's right, it's easy. audible.com/coverville. Or... not in front of a browser, but in front of your phone. Even better, text Coverville to 500-500, 500-500, and that'll link you to the app where you can sign up. The Audible app is so cool because it allows you to listen on the go, and it keeps track of where you're at in any given piece of content so that you can go somewhere else, listen on your Amazon device, and it'll pick up right where you left off, or go here, listen on another phone or an iPad or something, and it'll pick up right where you left off. Very cool. So go to audible.com/coverville or text Coverville to 500-500 to try it out. Brand new members get to try it out for free for 30 days. Why not do it right now? Try audible.com/coverville. All right, back to Alice in Chains, and this was one that I knew I had to include I don't have many covers of this song, but this is the one I really dig. It comes from the soundtrack to Californication, where it was actually performed by the character that plays David Duchovny's daughter. She has a band, Queens of Dogtown. Here is the Queens of Dogtown version of Wood.
By a fallen hero. A different fallen hero.
Thank you. Can you sew them shut? you sew them shut? Can you sew them shut?
Listening to Coverville.
This next one's another cover, and you're
cover songs so good you'll feel like you're cheating on the originals.
Had to pull from the Vitamin String Quartet tribute album to Alice in Chains. Came out in 2009. Great, great tribute album from Vitamin String Quartet. It's amazing how well some of these Alice in Chains classics lend themselves perfectly to string arrangements. Really, really good stuff from Vitamin String Quartet. As always, they're always really good. Before that, yeah, probably the happiest version, as somebody said in the chat room, happiest version of Them Bones you're ever going to hear. Sarah DeBell, who put out an album in 1993 called Grunge Light, and it's exactly that. It is these light, almost Muzak elevator versions of grunge songs. and Them Bones and Smells Like Teen Spirit and Pearl Jam. And I mean, everybody that you'd expect to be on there, she's got on there. It's really fun stuff. Sarah DeBell from Grunge Light. Angie Aparo right before that with her cover of Man in the Box, that one from her 2003 release, The One with the Sun. Stained before that, live version of Nutshell recorded at Hero Ballroom, that one from Stain's singles album from 2006. And we start things off with the Queens of Dogtown and a cover of Wood from 2011 from the soundtrack to Californication, season 4 of Californication to be exact, where she, the lead singer of that band, is the actress who plays David Duchovny's daughter, lead singer of Dogtown, or Queens of Dogtown. We've got, all right, so there you go. There is your tribute to Alice in Chains. Because I like doing this lately, we're going to do a set of music now for Alice in Wonderland. And no better place to start than with a song that was inspired by the sequel to Alice in Wonderland. John Lennon borrowed a lot of material, including The Walrus, from the sequel to Alice in Wonderland, combined it with some nonsense words because it was his response to finding out that people really analyzed Beatles lyrics to find out more. And so he literally threw in gibberish for that reason. Here is the Oingo Boingo cover from their Farewell Live from the Universal Amphitheater from 1996. Oh, I miss Oingo Boingo. Here's their cover of I Am the Walrus.
I am he as you are me, and we are all together. See how they run like pigs from the gun, see how they fly. I'm crying, sitting on a cornflake, waiting for the van to come. The corporation t-shirts, deep and bloody Tuesday, man, you've been a naughty boy, you let your face go long.
We'll be right back. lumpers, let me take you by the hand. I'll take you from this hellhole to the promised land. But don't blame me, oh children, if those promises don't keep. Cause promises like lies can be bought so very cheap.
Mysterious wonderland. you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones your mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice, and she's 10 feet tall. Chasing rabbits, and you know you're gonna fall. Tell them I took a smoking caterpillar, has given you the fall. Call us when she was small. Call us, she should know.
Shakespeare's Sister from the album Songs from the Red Room, the deluxe edition that came out in 2010. Of course, a cover of Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit. Really inspired by Alice in Wonderland. The song before it, though, Boogie Wonderland, no, not so much. That cover comes from the Happy Feet soundtrack from 2006. The late Brittany Murphy providing vocals for that Earth, Wind, and Fire cover. Who was that? That was with the Miracles? No, with the, I gotta look it up. The Emotions joining Earth, Wind, and Fire on the original version of Boogie Wonderland. Before that, you had Queen of Hearts. A lot of people attribute that to Juice Newton, because that was one of the first big singles they heard of that song, maybe the first time they heard that song. Dave Edmonds was the original performer on that. Great Brit rocker, Dave Edmonds. That cover, though, by the Ramshackle Daddies from their self-titled album from 2014. Very similar, actually, to the original Dave Edmonds version, which has that kind of rockabilly beat to it. It's great. That original version is so good. The Shelley Velasquez Experience gave us that cover of XTC's Wonderland. That's from a relatively new tribute to XTC called Garden of Earthly Delights. It's an XTC tribute project. Came out on Bandcamp. It is something like 24 tracks, 24 covers of XTC and Dukes of Stratosphere songs. Really, really good stuff. That is the only cover I have of XTC's Wonderland, and so I had to make sure to include that one. I Am the Walrus, Oingo Boingo, starting us off in that set from their Farewell concert from 1996, the album they released as part of that concert. Man, I do miss Oingo Boingo. I have seen a couple recent things from Danny Elfman that he's put online, some YouTube videos, music, songs he's done, which makes me wonder if we might get something else new from, certainly from him, maybe from the band as well, or from some of the people he used to collaborate with. We'll have to see. But that is going to bring us to the end of this episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Get that music going. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Feel free to use it to make a request, suggestion, idea for a show. Let me know what you've got. Of course, you can also visit coverville.com for everything else you could possibly need, right? Back episodes, 1,350 of them to be exact. Also ways to support the show with swag and Patreon support. If you want to donate a buck or two every month, you get extra great content, extra episodes, and even hints to the weekly trivia game I do called Guess the Connection on Fridays. You can check that out by going to coverville.com or patreon.com/coverville. We'll be back with another episode next week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that'll just about cover it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.